Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus. Amen. How are you guys doing? How are things going in life? Hopefully, some of you, not all of you, are screaming back at the video screen that these are unusual and stressful times, even more so as the weeks go by. And I don't know about you, but it seems like I'm forgetting what day it is and what week it is, even. So it's good to remind myself how we are in a particular week of Easter. As we're in this third Sunday of Easter, I can't help but remember a lot of people that are coming to me that are extroverts, that are outgoing people that feed off of the energy of other people. Some people are getting really antsy, anxious, and confused because they're missing out on person-to-person contact. Some people have been just brought to tears because they're alone from the normal people that they like to share time with. You can't give hugs to people anymore. You can't give handshakes. You can't give high fives. Those are the extroverts, the people that feed off the energy of other people. Then there's the introverts, right? The people that do really okay all on their own. They find energy from themselves and from being quiet in a way. Right now is a perfect time to cuddle up and get a blanket, get a cup of coffee and tea, and open a good book and just sit by yourself under a window, right? Or go out under a tree. Some of those people are out there today. But regardless of that, you and I are still kind of in this weird time. You have extroverts, you have introverts, you have some people that are thinking with their head, some people that are thinking with their heart, right? We're trying to find reasons how to end this pandemic. We're trying to find all sorts of things. But then where people are acting out emotionally, right, with their hearts, some people are just getting angry, they're protesting, they're getting all sorts of all these emotions. People that are thinking with their head and heart, well, the same thing is going on, not this year, but the first Easter. You got two guys on Easter morning, afternoon, miles outside of Jerusalem, and they're talking, trying to make sense of what was going on these past few days. And they're thinking with their head. And they were reasoning. And it says in Luke chapter 24 that very day, these two men were going to the village called Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened, trying to reason. Well, what happens when we try to reason? We sometimes get stuck in our head. We're wandering, looking for answers. If you're a fan of music, you might be like Bob Seger, you're working on mysteries without any clues, right? Or you might be like Johnny Lee back in the 70s in the country song, you're looking for love in all the wrong places. We're wandering. You are wandering, even when you're locked away in isolation at home. It's this third Sunday of Easter, and we're still trying to figure things out. So were these two men on Emmaus, on that road. So how do we move from wandering to wonder, to awe, to excitement, to joy, still right now? It says that later on in this gospel, according to Luke, that Jesus drew near, kept walking with them, and came back and spent the evening and broke bread. He had dinner with the guys because they were so excited at how he opened their mind to understand the scriptures. They had their own personal Savior, their own personal Jesus, explaining to them a Bible study in depth how Jesus was talked about throughout the whole Bible. They made sense of this story that Jesus came not to be a king, but a savior. And then when he finished eating bread, When their eyes were opened, it says, they recognized him and he vanished from their sight. A lot like the glory days of going freely wherever we wanted, right? And they said to each other, they moved from their head to their heart. Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures? And they moved from wandering to wonder, just like that. How does that happen? How can we get that same burning desire? How can we be so filled with the Holy Spirit that we become energized in rough times like this? We start by moving, like they did, from our head to our heart. In church, we often realize that when we talk about the sacraments, right? We don't understand them. They can't make logic. How bread and wine can be body and blood. How water can give you forgiveness of sins. But we trust it in the heart. Even an infant can believe that. When we talk about Easter, we move from the head to the heart by realizing that Jesus doesn't come just to save the day, to make all things better, to relieve us from all of our worries and hurtings. God doesn't come to give us everything that we want. Sometimes God answers our prayer by saying no, not yet, or maybe later. Sometimes bad things like this happen in our world, but that doesn't mean God's still not working behind the scenes. Jesus didn't come to be a personal give-all, do-all. He came to be a savior. He didn't come to be an earthly king. He came to forgive our sins, to raise the dead. And that's how we go from our head to our heart. That we trust that, yeah, things in life might get rough. We might be like one of the disciples that we are martyred for our faith even, are persecuted for our faith. We might run through this life and be really hard-pressed. But despite all that, despite our wanderings, we have a Lord that cares so much that he doesn't look at the temporary day-to-day part of our roadmap, but the whole picture. That God came to save you the person, a whole person, and to give you the promise of life after this life. And that's what fills us with wonder, that we are Easter people. We're destined for something much more, that one day we will be reunited with those loved ones that are with Christ for all eternity. That we will see our Savior face to face and not have to walk the road and worry that he's going to vanish. He'll be with us. So remember that today. And the one easiest way that we can move from our head to our heart, from wandering to wonder, is by opening up the scriptures. That's something that we can all do today when we're alone or we're with others. Whether we're living a normal life or a quarantine life, that God explains his love to you in his word. And that word is the same today and tomorrow and for all time. So with that in mind, may God fill your heart with wonder. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.